At an empty house in the Hobble Creek neighborhood, a device called a backflow preventer failed to keep irrigation water out of the drinking water system. A few houses down, Celeste Dayton stands in her doorway and says her family got sick because of that failure. Her kids missed school just before finals.
It's upsetting, and I guess I am kind of ticked off about it.
Dayton is upset with United Water because it took 5 days from the time the company noticed something might be wrong before someone was sent to take a closer look.
They didn't do enough, because that's a lot of time that went by that we're just happily guzzling our water and getting sicker. My son's still sick, and this has been, what, over a week later?
We did everything that is possible to do what we could when we knew what the problem was.
Mark Snyder is a United Water spokesman.
I'll go back to the 24th of May, which was a Thursday. Our meter reader was in the Hobble Creek neighborhood reading meters.
This is where the story
the
starts.
Into his hand
the employee noticed an unusual number.
Just says, double-check the numbers.
The next day, another employee reviewed a list of the unusual meter readings
then
from the day before.
Manually,
that worker flagged the house for further inspection. But that was late Friday, heading into the Memorial Day weekend. The company sent someone on the next business day, 4 days after that. It's that delay that upsets homeowner Celeste Dayton.
They should have notified us immediately, or they should have just checked it, even if they had come in on a Sunday or Saturday or Monday. If there's a bad water problem or even a possibility of, they should have figured it out and just fixed it.
Snyder defends his company by saying that most unusual meter readings don't present safety issues and therefore can wait. He says the company could send out inspectors on a weekend, but that would be expensive and customers would have to foot the bill.
I don't know if the Public Utilities Commission would authorize the additional expense because then that's borne by the customers in a rate case.
Snyder says ultimately the responsibility for keeping irrigation water out of the drinking water system does not belong to his company.
State law requires customers to have the proper backflow device on their system, and it must be tested annually. The property owner is responsible for maintaining these very critical public safety devices.
The real estate company for the property in question says the owner is Fannie Mae. 2 weeks after the problem was first noticed, Celeste Dayton says a lot of her neighbors are still angry with the water company. Dayton, though, says she started drinking her tap water again.
Now, I'm not going to live in fear. I'm not going to drink bottled the rest of my life, bottled water, but I just have a lot less confidence in my drinking water. So I've lost a lot of confidence in United Water.
The state, however, is not pointing a finger at the water company. The Department of Environmental Quality says it's content with United Water's response to the contamination. From KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.